Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Let's see what question of yours we can help answer. A problem we can solve for you, because it is text roulette.
Hey!
Let's spin the wheel. Elizabeth and Radar, it's the mix.
8.
Ocho!
Ocho. Okay, everybody. Let's help out this person. I told my friend about my crush. The next day, she stole him from me.
What?
What should I do? Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. The phone line is open to help out this mix listener. 414-432-1099. I told my friend about my crush. The next day, she stole him from me. What should I do?
I say you're crushless and you're friendless now.
This is not your friend.
No.
Who does that? I am so sorry to hear that that is happening in your life, because that is not what a friend does. I just recently, I had a friend who was planning a girls' trip with one of her besties.
Okay.
And she was all excited about it. This friend was going through a really hard time, and the friend of mine has been divorced now for many, many years. And because of the kids, like, she and her ex, like, work together and gets along. And he knew her friend from years past, because their kids are all friends and whatnot. Very long story short, her ex is now dating her friend. And she just found out about it before this girls' trip. And she had been keeping it from her for a while, because she, in her words, I didn't know if it was going to come of anything. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so when the girlfriend said to me, hey, what do you think about this? Should I take this trip? I said, no. No. Because that is not a friend. A friend would not do that. And if those two want to be together and ride off into the sunset and have a life together, fine. But you're going to lose a friend over it.
But
And I always root for love. I do that. But that's...
Hold on.
That's totally a no-no. This is the ex-husband. They share the kids together, and then you're like, hey, can we still take this trip together, even though I'm dating your ex-husband?
So it is the ex. It's not like, oh, we were happy, and then she swooped in, and then that type
of thing. No, it's 100%.
Okay.
It's been the ex for a while.
Okay. Well, my wife has that same situation in her life, on her side of the family, where one brother was married, got divorced, and then his ex married his other brother. So her two uncles have had the same wife. So what? What's the diff? They go to family reunions together. It's not like, oh, can't go to the family reunion. Tom and Annette are going to be there. Chris can't be there.
Awkward.
Oh, yes, you can. But they do it. It's fine. So maybe this whole situation is, hey, maybe if this crush went for your friend, think about it. Maybe you weren't the one for this crush, quote unquote.
And I understand that, yes.
So maybe you should stay friends.
Who you're going to end up with is hopefully the right person for you, and people may get hurt along the way. But how hurtful is that they just revealed to their friend, hey, this is who I like? And then it almost sounds like right away, she's like, oh, I'm with him now?
You move on with somebody else and you just, you get together and then you show how much affection you have with this new person. And then you can say, see, I didn't really crush on you that hard anyway. There you go. You got to be the big person here. You got to make it look like you're having fun and you're happy.
So ask yourself, was he really worth it?
Probably wasn't. Was your friend really worth being your friend?
Mm.
Although, you know, there's no, it was just a crush. So it wasn't like anybody was together. That doesn't sound like there was a relationship.
That's a good point, too.
So everybody's free to go. You should have made your move earlier. Sorry, mixed listener.
You should have made your move earlier.
It just hit me. It's like, hello.
What were you waiting for?
You were late to the party.
Which is why you shouldn't wait. If you have the feelings.
Drop it right away. Go for it. Shoot your shot. Let's go.
And maybe you need to distance yourself from the drama. If you feel like there is going to be, if you're going to be drama. Well, if you're hurt by it, maybe distance yourself from it. Because you want to make sure that you're in a good place to be able to jump back into the conversation. And I don't think there's anything wrong with telling your friend, hey, I'm kind of hurt how this all happened.
Has anybody else had this situation? What do you do? What are we given the right advice? 414-432-1099.
The
call
question
and let us know.
This morning, I told my friend about my crush. The next day, she stole him from me. What should I do? Man, the next day? And I also wonder how old this person is. Is this high school that we're dealing with? Is that how it could just happen the next day? Oh, you like him? I do too. Now I'm going to go out on a date.
Oh, great. I just missed it. See, don't tell people. Just go and shoot your shot. Just go and do it.
And think about motives. Think about motives. Was this a friend that you felt was a true friend? Or is this someone that you feel like it is a competition? Is there jealousy in this friendship? Is that what the motivation was for the person to go ahead and steal your crush from you?
Could you text back and maybe we can get some answers about that? Like, well, how close of a friend is this?
Yeah, still hurts.
You know,
it still hurts. It hurts.
Look at my situation, meeting my wife, okay? Met her on the street corner, right? My wife, Jess, and I. But I was with my buddy, Ross.
Yeah, right. You heard that story correctly. Met her on a street corner. Yeah.
I was a scrub. I was the guy in the car hollering. And then he leaves that night. I'm hanging out with my wife and her friend. And he's like, hey, you got to get her number for me. You got to set me up with her. Okay, fine, I will. But then I was the one who wound up with Jess. So did I do the same thing back in the day where it was like he was crushing on her? We didn't know each other. And then I just swooped in. It's kind of the same thing.
It is a little bit. But the difference there is you saw her for a total of 30 seconds and you all thought she was hot.
Yeah.
Well, and he just called dibs, and then you were playing wingman, but he didn't really know her.
I didn't know her either. So what? If you really want to go for somebody, you're going to drop whatever you're doing, your plans, and then you're going to go for that person. 414-432-1099. What do you do in this situation? We have
Miranda on line number one. What do you think?
So playing devil's advocate here. What if they also really like this person and they never actually said anything and they were like, oh no, I better go ahead and do that.
Great point.
Yeah.
Miranda, if you were in a situation like this, though, and you were the mixed listener, how would you approach this? If you told your friend, hey, that's my crush, and then the next day she went and took him from you.
I would have been upward and honest with them. I would have been like, hey, why did you do that? What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ask them what they thought they would get out of this by then losing a friend.
Have you ever done that kind of thing or had it done to you with two people or something along those lines? Like, oh.
No, but one of my friends who she was in her last relationship that didn't end well, but in the beginning she was like, oh, did you actually like him? You can have him. They ended up dating for like, I don't know, 5 years and
wow.
engaged. But like...
Wow, okay.
Well, that opened the door for you, but you didn't go into that door, did you?
No, I didn't want
to. No, because she had already been in that door.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.